Narrative Frameworks 65 YOLOD YOLO The kids knew cool to say YOLO You only live once. Close. But not quite the whole story. Not quite the full picture. There's truth in that phrase. But that truth, I don't think is always recognized when it is said. I think that phrase embodies a misunderstanding of life more often than it embodies an understanding of life. I think more often than not, you only live once is the claim or the statement or the celebration of the fact that there is one life of however many years, came from nothing, returns to nothing, flash in the pan, that's it. But that's not the truth. That's a misunderstanding of the truth. You only live once. Not in this case, not in the sense of your body and mind. Yeah, that's a unique expression, a one-off expression. That only exists for a short time and a short space, relatively short time, relatively short space. But you are more than that. You only live once is true because there is only one life. And that's all that you can live. So the false sense of YOLO is you only live once. It's like you think you're a body and a mind, you exist for a time and then you die and nothing else. And the true understanding, you only live once. Well, of course you only live once because there is only one living, one eternal present moment, one life here and now. And that play of the one eternal present moment, there are many lives within it. And you live many lives within it. A chain of reincarnated experience. As you build yourself up and break yourself down, self being a conceptualization of who you think you are. You build up an identity in a solid world. You see beyond solely the solid and break down your solid encapsulation to see the wider life at play. Life after life, embodied capsulization after embodied encapsulization. Growing a limited identity for however many lives, reaching a point of the turning of the tides, and then shedding the defined limited identity for however many lives, as you ride down the other side of the wave, back to the source you came from. The wave builds up, the wave releases. You have lives building up your world identity, you have lives letting it go. Or seeing beyond it and letting it go. Seize the day, the kind of cool phrase, another one. But chances are you're missing a lot of necessary perspective with that phrase. Seize the day, grab whatever opportunity, or grab the opportunity that comes your way. Well, why would you need to grab if you knew that what you are is life within life, that there is only one life? What is there to seize? We only seize when we have this sense of small self needing to take from outside. But if we know, if we relax that sense of small self into the wholeness of life we are, there is nothing to grab onto. Why would life grab onto itself? It knows itself, it flows with itself, it is itself. And there is just this being.